Hallelujah. Let's have a seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that as we go into your word now, you confirm that which is spoken. I pray in the name of Jesus that there will be an impartation of the Spirit to the hearers. I pray in the name of Jesus, according to the word to Peter. He says, while Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask now that the Holy Ghost will fall, even to a greater dimension through the word, that your people will be blessed, your people will be edified, they will be strengthened in their inner man, and that there will be an impartation of the Spirit upon their lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. You know, I mentioned last week, I think it was, I said that the theme of today's faith campaign is called By His Spirit. By His Spirit. By His Spirit. And I think Pastor touched on it a little bit during the prayer meeting. Because sometimes I think that quite a lot of people have, and we say this all the time, but I think sometimes people don't get the message. You know, sometimes you have to say it over and over and over again before it registers in the minds of people, that the body of Christ has a very rich heritage. The body of Christ is number one, is the body of a person, okay, and is the body of a living person. It's not the body of a dead person. It's the body of a living person. So when we talk about the fact that we are members of the body of Christ, we are saying that we are members of a living organization and a living person in the person of Christ. So if you take Jesus and you know, he's built in the, he's described in scriptures just like a person. He's got members, eyes, hands, you know, the right hand of God, the right hand of his power. God's leg, he stands in the heavens, he stretches out his leg, it reaches the earth. He writes the names of those he loves in the palm of his hand. His eyes go to and fro the earth. It uses a person as we know it to describe God. And what does that mean? That means that we need to see the body of Christ as a person that is coming. And when that person appears, and you look at the body of the person, you see a reflection of yourself in that body. So what you are seeing reflecting back is you. We are members of that body. Members of that body. Now, in John's Gospel, the Bible says something. And remember that the area where we've been talking about, in line with what Pastor has been saying, is this issue of how we get the manifestation of the things that we're believing for. So it's not just a theoretical gospel. And if you find out that the gospel is appearing to be theoretical to you, then what you are dealing with is not the gospel of Christ. What you are dealing with is not the gospel of Christ. So the gospel is not theoretical. The gospel is practical. The gospel is powerful. The gospel is life-changing. If you come in contact with the true gospel of Christ, it will change your life. And that is changing your life in all ramifications. We had during the Bible study that the spirit man is dead. The spirit man is separated from God. The minute you give your life to Christ, that spirit man is joined to God. So when God said to Adam, in the day you eat of the fruit, you will surely die. But Adam ate the fruit and God still spoke to him afterwards. So the death that was being talked about there, we know is not the physical death. It's the spiritual separation from God. And when you are spiritually separated from God, it is only a matter of time before everything on the outside starts to reflect the separation. It's only a matter of time. Only a matter of time. So in the book of Hebrews, the Bible talks about the things that are seen were made out of the things that are not seen. That's in Hebrews 11. In things that are not seen. So everything we see here was made out of the things that we don't see. So if there is anything that is happening externally, it is because something has happened in the spirit or is happening in the spirit and it is governing the direction of things. That's why. Now in John chapter 1, let's start from verse 12. Number one, let's start from verse 11 actually. He says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Verse 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Now, when you look at that scripture, it says, you received him. You were given power to become a son of God. But a lot of times in Christianity, people equate sonship with maturity. So you would see somebody get saved. And when that person gets saved, the person will, we bring people into Christianity, saying everything will be okay. We bring people into Christianity saying, you will have victory over all circumstances of life. We bring people into Christianity telling them that there will be a change in your life, you will be transformed. And all those things are true. The question is, when do you start to see the transformation? When? Because the same way you have a child that gets born, that child needs to be helped along the way. It's the same way you get saved, you need to be helped along the way. So there are some places the Christian may find themselves, and they frankly would struggle. Why? Because they are still small. They are still babies. They've not grown into an understanding of what belongs to them. So when God delivered the children of Israel from Egypt, he said, listen, I'm not going to take you in that way. I'm going to take you in this way. Because if I take you in that way, you will face some challenges. You will run away. So I will take you this way. So if you've ever seen a naturalization process in a country, what happens? You go there. Before you enter into the room, you are not a citizen of that country. You enter the room. The person that's been appointed by, in the UK, the Queen, will come. They will administer a set of words to you. They will tell you to say certain things. Once you do those things, welcome, you are now a citizen of the nation. But there is still a process for you to understand the totality of what it means to be a citizen. There is a process. Many people are citizens of the country. They don't really understand how the country works. They don't understand how the country operates. So there are certain things that would never get to them. Why? Because they didn't know it was their right. So how does it start? It starts with receiving him. Once you receive him, you are given power to become a son. Now the Bible says something in Romans chapter 8. It says, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. As many as are led. So the criteria for sonship in the kingdom is leadership of the Spirit. That is the criteria. Leadership. So, again, we've said this before. Husband and wife give birth to a child. That child is their child. They won. Nobody can take the child away from them. They won. But that child goes through a process. Responsibility starts to trickle down. Starts to trickle down. So, there are certain things I can say to my child, I can't say to pastor's child. Why? Because he's not mine. And there are certain things that I can say to my child and I can say to his child. Because that's general. General. But there are certain things that does in our own family, in their own family is different. And you've got to realize that different doesn't mean wrong. It's just different. It's just different. I like the example that was used during the Bible study. You know, look left, look right, look left. That was working very well for me, and I was until I went to a country where they were driving on the other side of the road. And thank God there was somebody by me, because I had gone assuming that, okay, I've looked. And the person just put, oh, what's wrong with you? I said, why are they driving on the wrong side of the road? So wrong was defined by me. There was nothing wrong with driving on that side of the road. When you are contending for destiny, it is the leadership of the Spirit that pushes you to the right place. It is the leadership of the Spirit that gets you into a place where people start to look at you and they start to see you different. You know, there's something just ringing in my spirit now. You know, the Bible says something. It says that, open to 1 Corinthians 14. First Corinthians 14:23. It says, if therefore the whole church be come together in one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say ye are mad? Verse 24 says, but if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, and he is judged of all. He says, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. So falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. He says, but if all prophesy, if all prophesy, if all prophesy, the place of the believer in a meeting like this is the place of prophecy. If all prophesy. So there is a gift in you to prophesy, to speak unto exhortation, edification, and comfort. To speak that the secrets of the hearts of people will be made manifest. To speak into the direct areas that people have challenges with. But what is the challenge, and why am I going in this direction that I'm going? It's because as Christians, a lot of times we stay in the same place. We stay in the same place. I can't shake this thing. I feel as if there's somebody who's got a word here who needs to say something. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Is it you? Okay. Oh, Mahasati Ika Pradi Shopri and Deliki Sopratalaba. Let's stand up, pray in the Holy Ghost a few minutes. Inamashaya Ralabasta. Rito shekete teria namasata yararaba sata yeridiriosh. Lembra sata yaralama zedidiriosh. Elabasha yaralalalalabasata. Lift up your voices. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Le mama reto sataya lalalabaste. Limbro sototoria lalaba. Eleberebesete. Yekrotaya lemasete kerianda satayaba. Elelelerebe zibrototoria lamazandre bebeleboste. Ela baya riado soto, limbros kete yelelelelele, limbro babababa. Ela baska, leikroto ta yelelebeske yendelelelelio shalaba, limbra sata yalaba. Ele baka soto rende kekeli adaraba kaski yalalaba shata. Ele bros kotorianda shata yalalaba skata yalalalaba. Ele bebebebebe, le brosoto yele mazandre bekete yelelelelelele ashta. Endalio zo brokoto yelelebe ze brokota yalalaba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My message just changed. Father, I give you praise. My message just changed. My message just changed. My message just changed. My message just changed. Elana namahasata pratishti. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may have your seat. Open your Bibles to Acts of the Apostles. Acts of the Apostles. Stay on the keys. Stay on the keys. Or just sit down there. Don't worry. We're going to need you soon. Don't leave there. Acts of the Apostles 21. Ah, mahasatali beke so protolianda shah. E yataliando so proto. Thank you, Jesus. Acts of the Apostles 21. So this was talking about Paul. It says, verse 7, when we had finished our course from Tyre, we came to Ptolemais and saluted the brethren, and we abode with them one day. And the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip, the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. The Amplified Bible says that he had four daughters who had the gift of prophecy. Who had the gift of prophecy. Now, what God is saying is this, that everybody here needs to move into a position where the gift God has given to you to speak unto edification, exhortation, and comfort is released. The gift is released. Everybody has a gift. And the gift needs to be released. The gift needs to be released. So a lot of people are waiting for someone to prophesy. But it says, when you are come together as a body, ye may all prophesy. Everybody can prophesy. And how do you prophesy? How do you get to the point where the spirit within you is stirred up to the point that there is a bubbling forth? to the point that there are words that are released that are able to edify others. Every believer has the Holy Ghost. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible talks about being filled with the Spirit. It says, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. What is he saying? When you get to a point where you are full of the Spirit, something happens externally that gives the impression that this person may be drunk. It gives an impression that looks like you have suspended the use of your senses. You have moved to a point where something else has taken over. Something else has taken control. But a lot of people don't know that. They don't know that when you are filled with the Spirit, it says be filled, be constantly in a state where you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Constantly in a state. Nobody in Scripture who did anything great did it outside of the Holy Ghost. Nobody, nobody. So for you to move by the Spirit, you move by the Spirit because the Holy Ghost is there. You move by the Spirit because the Holy Ghost is there. And when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you do supernatural things. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, the Bible talks about something. It says, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. When the Spirit comes upon you, do as occasion please you. Do as occasion please you. God has given all of us the Spirit. But a lot of people who have not been in an atmosphere of the Holy Ghost don't know how to use it. They don't know how to use it. They don't know how to use it. They don't know how to be outside of this environment and get the Spirit within to walk. They don't know how to stir up what's inside them. He says, neglect not the gift that I have given to you. Through the laying on of my hands and by prophecy. Don't neglect it. But what do you do with it? You stir up the gift. You stir up the gift. Let's rise up on our feet, pray in the Holy Ghost again. A few minutes. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Elaba, lepro sataya la la ma sataya la ba. Reta kasata yelelebes ketia la la ba sataya ba. Indolobo sopre keteke yelelebes. Melebelebes sete yelelelidios. Kaliando sopra kataya la ba. Lepro sote yelelelidios. Sataya la ba kataya. Elaba, saya la ba. Kayelebos to libra ba ba ba. Elabro soto yendelebeki ala la basa. Let it come from deep within your soul. Deep within your soul, deep within your soul. Stir up your inner man. Stir up the gift God has given to you. Stir up the Spirit within you. Hey, Rabba Sataya Laraba, Satakatayaba, Elebes, Elebeski, Reto Soto Prakataya Labas, Yalaba Mamanda, Elebebebebebe, Lepro Soto Yelebro Baba, Enyanda Labakasaya, Lepro Sotaya Baba, Elaba Sataya Labakataya Laraba Sataya. In the name of Jesus, I am stirred up in my inner man. I am stirred up in my inner man. I am stirred up in my inner man. Jesus, I give you praise. Jesus, I give you praise. Let's have our seats. Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 1. It says, behold, I am going to send my messenger. He will prepare and clear the way before me. Amplified. And the Lord, the Messiah whom you seek, will suddenly come to his temple. The Messiah that you seek will suddenly, in an unexpected manner, he will come into the temple. And when he comes into the temple of your life, you need to adjust your life. Change the frequency of your life to line up with him. There is a consistency in the things of God. Consistency. Consistency. God is ever true. He is the God and he doesn't change. He doesn't change. The reason people don't see things moving is because they are not doing the right thing. Full stop. If you do the right thing, God will show up every time. Every time. You may find yourself in the position where one thing is needful. Do the one thing and there will be a turnaround. Do the one thing and your destiny will change. It will change completely. But people don't stir up the Holy Ghost within them. People don't stir up the gift that God has put in them. He says, ye may all prophesy. All. It's in everybody. Everybody. He says the Messiah will suddenly come to his temple. He calls him the messenger of the covenant. Who is the messenger of the covenant to us today? The Holy Ghost. Jesus said, I am going. Jesus is in heaven with the Father. I will send you another comforter. He is the messenger of the covenant to us today. He is the one God has put in the church. He says he will receive of mine and he will show it unto you. He will take of what Jesus is showing and he will show it to the church. He will show it to the church. What God is saying this morning is he wants to stir you up. He wants to get you to a point where you are full of the Holy Ghost. You are full to overflowing. Full to overflowing. Full to overflowing. Full to overflowing. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, from verse 1 to 3, it says that they were in the upper room, spending time in the upper room. Jesus said, do not leave Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Don't leave. Don't leave. That means whatever it is you are doing in life, if the Holy Ghost is not in it, you have put yourself in a dangerous place. If the Holy Ghost is not involved in what you are doing, you have put yourself in a dangerous place. It means the very component of God that you require to act like God is missing. It means it is missing. So you have to make sure that the Holy Ghost is there. Now, it says that the Holy Ghost came in as of the sound of a rushing mighty wind. And they were all filled with the Spirit. All of them. And the Bible says they had them speak with tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. You go to Acts of the Apostles chapter 4 from verse 23 to 31. Acts 4, 23 to 31. The disciples had been going through persecution. Persecution. And then they got to a point, the Bible says that they prayed. And the Bible says when they prayed, they were full. Let us look at it. Acts of the Apostles chapter 4. Acts of the Apostles chapter 4. Verse 31. It says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. They were all filled. But they were filled in chapter 2. Here the Bible says they were all filled. Open your Bibles to Acts of the Apostles chapter 6. Chapter 6. Flip over to chapter 6. You can read from verse 1 to 7. You see the story there. But the disciples said this in verse 3. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Full of the Holy Ghost. That means even though you are a believer, you can find yourself in a position where you are not full of the Spirit. You are not full of the Spirit. And when you are not full of the Spirit, what happens? There are certain things that happen externally that would tell you that you do not have the Spirit in the fullness you should. He says, grant boldness. So once the Spirit comes, what happens? Boldness comes in. Once you notice timidity is moving at a level that you have not seen before, or that you've not experienced, you are low on the Holy Ghost. You are low on the Holy Ghost. And when you are low on the Holy Ghost, unnecessary persecution happens externally. Unnecessary challenges come your way. Why? You are low on the Holy Ghost. That's Acts of the Apostles chapter 6. Look at verse 8. Acts 6, 8. It says, Stephen was full of faith and power. Full. And because he was full, the Bible says, he did great signs, wonders in the place. Full. If you are not full of the Spirit, there will be no great signs, there will be no wonders. There will be no moving of the Holy Ghost around you. There will be no manifestation of what God is doing around you. You will be struggling. You will be struggling. You have to stir up the Holy Ghost within you. You have to stir up the Holy Ghost. Look at Acts of the Apostles 11. Acts of the Apostles 11. From verse 19. Barnabas is sent to Antioch. Let us start from verse 21. It says, the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Now look at verse 23. Who when he came, actually 22. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. 23 says, who when he came and had seen the grace of God, he was glad and exhorted them that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Look at verse 24. He was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added to the Lord. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, you are full of faith, consistently increase will come. The Holy Ghost does not stay in a place and leave it the way he met it. The Holy Ghost never goes to a place that is barren and will leave it barren. He never goes to a place where people are downcast and he will leave them downcast. He never does that. The reason people don't experience this thing is nobody teaches it. Nobody teaches it. We hear it once and we think that's it. We need to hear it consistently. We need to hear it consistently. I remember being in some revival some years ago, and we will go for prayer meeting. We will start around 6 o'clock. The prayer meeting will go on till around 4 a.m., 5 a.m. And when the prayer meeting finishes, you feel stronger than when you went in. You feel stronger than when you went in. Why? Because an atmosphere comes in. The atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. Atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. He comes in. There was another meeting. The Holy Ghost came into the meeting and people were rolling from one end of the room like there was somebody doing the choreographer saying, now move this way. And people will roll that way. And then they will roll again this way. Why? They were full of the Holy Ghost. You walked into the room, you would have said, these people are drunk. What's going on? What's going on? They are drunk. But all that is happening is the fullness of the Spirit. And in the rolling, sicknesses were going. In the rolling, people were being saved. In the rolling, people were being added to the church. People were being added to the church. He was a man full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. So what am I saying? You need to be full of the Holy Ghost. If you are not full of the Holy Ghost, you will not experience God like you should. You will not experience God like you should. You will not experience Him like you should. Now, look at what it says in Malachi 3 again. Look at what it says in that place in Malachi 3. It says, He will suddenly come to His temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide at the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver. Now, go all the way down to verse 5. It says, and I will come near to you to judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against the false swearers, against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow, the fatherless, and those that turn aside from stranger his right. And fear not me, saith the Lord. Now look at what he says. He says, for I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord, I change not. God's actions are consistent across generations. If your experience is not showing the consistency of God's covenant, you are missing the point. Go back and find out, what am I doing wrong? Where am I missing it? The Bible says Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered. That means he faced some challenges and he realized this thing is not working like it should. That's not the way it's supposed to work. Everything, even Jesus, no father, no earthly father. John the Baptist said, the one that sent me said that when I come, the one upon whom I see the Spirit resting, that's the one. So God does not expect the believer to operate without the Spirit. He doesn't. You need to be full of the Holy Ghost. Rise up on your feet. Let us pray in the Holy Ghost again. Pray in the Holy Ghost again a few minutes. Malabashete yerebosti. Reto satayali barianda shakatayala bababa. Helabaya derebo si and derebo si ala la la mama mama mama. Etatayala basti. Le crotayele mesende yelebo so prickete yeleboshti. One minute in the Holy Ghost. 1 minute in the Holy Ghost. 1 minute in the Holy Ghost. Elabasha. Elerebos. Rekete yelelebe. Elerebe sete yelelebeleleleboska. Reto soto yenderi andalabakata yalarabasata yaba. Ela mama 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 mama. Le morobo soto yoloboski. Eleberebe sete yeleleboski. Libra baba baba. Le prosata yalarabasata yaba. In the name of Jesus. Let's sit down. In Romans chapter 10, verse 11, it says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Verse 12, it says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him. The same Lord is rich. Do you know what it means for the same Lord to be rich? It means that when you come with a desire, the Lord is able to meet the desire. If the Lord comes across as not rich, it means that the means to meet the need is not there. The means to meet the need is not there. He says the same Lord is rich unto all. That means anybody that goes to him, he has enough to cater for everybody. That's what he's saying. He says, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. Whosoever. I like the way the Amplified Bible puts Isaiah 55 from verse 11. It says, so will my word be which goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void. It will not return useless or without result. It will not return useless or without result. That means you will not go into the presence of God and you will hear a word and the word will not bring forth in your life. That's what he says. The word of God will go forth and it will create the result. It will not return to him void. It will accomplish what he's desired. And it will not return without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Always, 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 it will succeed. Always. So you've seen in Malachi chapter 3, he is God, he does not change. You've seen in Isaiah that any word that comes out of him, he will bring it to pass. You have seen in Romans that he is rich unto all that call. Why am I calling? And it feels like this God is poor and not able to meet my need. Why? Why? So you have to ask yourself. In Malachi chapter 3, he said, in returning, you are not returning to me. You are not coming back to me. I want to help you guys, but you are not coming back to me. I'm trying to be rich towards you, but you are not coming to me. He says, I am God, I don't change. If you do not follow the plan of God, he says sin lieth at the door. So the only other thing you have is to do what is not of faith. In Romans, the Bible says whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So if you are not walking the walk of faith, you are walking the walk of sin. And what do we mean by sin? It means that you are moving away from what the will of God is. That's it. You are moving away from what the will. And how do you know what the will is? The Spirit is telling you, get up now. Go in that direction. I remember some time ago, I was in my room, I was praying. And I was praying, I was praying. I'd been praying in the Holy Ghost for a long time. And God wanted to get something across to me. And he said, get up. Go to this church. I said, where is that? He said, they are having a program somewhere. Go there. Ah. And I was in secondary school at this time. So I get up. I leave the house. I get to the end of the street. Turn here. I turned. And I kept walking. Get there, turn there, and I turned. And I went, turn there, and I turned. And I got to one street. In one corner that looked like, why on earth am I here? Ask that man. And I got there and I said, I'm looking for this church. I hear they're having a program somewhere. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Go inside that hall. They're there. Go inside that hall. They're there. I said, eh? Is this how it works? Is this how it works? Get up, go. Go. I told you the story before of another meeting. There was somebody who did not know how to drum. Nothing. No training, nothing. The Holy Ghost came on him. He started to drum. He was drumming like an expert. Like he had been drumming all his life. The meeting finished. And I said, ah, brother, you didn't tell us you can drum. He said, I've never done it. Oh yeah, drum. He couldn't drum again. Drum. He couldn't drum again. What happened? The Holy Ghost came. There was an energy that entered into him that caused him to do that. So what is God saying to you this morning? Is as you yield yourself to the energy that is at work within you, the Spirit. That's what I call the energy, the Spirit of God that is within you. You will start to see things move on the outside. You will start to see things changing on the outside. If things are not changing on the outside like they should, maybe the temperature of the Spirit inside is low. Maybe it's low. So how do you get that temperature rising? How do you get it rising? How do you get it rising? In Ephesians chapter 5 that we saw from verse 17. Ephesians 5 from verse 17. Be not drunk with wine wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How? How? He said, speaking to yourselves in Psalms. In hymns, in spiritual songs. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. And how do you do that? How do you do that? You feel a little low. This is not my portion. I cannot be low in my life. I cannot be cast down. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. So I start to sing a spiritual song. I start to sing a spiritual song. I start to speak in Psalms. The Lord is merciful. The Lord is gracious. He is from generation to generation. His majesty is beyond comprehension. The angels are falling down there worshiping him. I start to say to him words and words. You cannot be releasing words like that and be in a state where you are low. It's not possible. It is not possible. The reason it happens where people stay low consistently is because they are not practicing the thing. If you practice the thing, you will move up. You will move up. So there is no room to be cast down. He said, be not afraid. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. Be courageous. Be courageous. In the middle of the challenge, you are still smiling. You are still speaking in psalms. You are speaking in hymns. You are speaking in spiritual songs. So that's one way of doing it. Another way of doing it is you get yourself into the company of people who are full of the Spirit. Get yourself into the company. Get yourself into an environment where the Holy Ghost is moving. Listen, the Holy Ghost moves. Sometimes he's like a material substance. A material substance. Some time ago I was at a meeting and there were so many people came out who wanted to be ministered to, and I went to the minister in charge and I said, well, sir, how are we going to deal with these guys? What are we going to do now? There are so many people here. And I said, well, you are the minister for the day. The grace is upon you. So give me that grace. And he opened his hands and I did like that on the hands and I went. And as I was touching people, God was opening my eyes and I would see something about them and I would tell them. And I'll go to the next person and I'll be like, oh, okay, so this is the story. And I'll tell them. After that, people would come and say, I was believing God to get married. I haven't been married in a long time. Hey, this thing has happened. All the people that were prophesied to started coming and say, it's happened. Why? Because the Holy Ghost was there. He was a material substance. A heavenly materiality. Heavenly materiality. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. The strength of the Spirit. The strength of the Spirit to transform everything around us. Everything in our lives. We look different. We talk different. We walk different. Everything about us is different. We don't fall when they fall. We don't cry when they cry. We don't lose things when they lose things. We are not of the company of them that fail. We've got the Holy Ghost. He doesn't fail. God has never failed. Why would we fail? Why would we fail? If what is happening on the outside is not happening at the right frequency, check the intensity of the Spirit within. How long have you been praying in the Holy Ghost? How long have you been stirring up yourself in the Holy Ghost? Pray in the Holy Ghost to the point where you start to feel that strength, that life flowing in you. Flowing in you. Flowing in you. So you speak to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. You stay around the people who have experienced this thing. You stay around the people who are charged. If you take one piece of wood that is wet and you throw it into burning fire, one wet piece of wood cannot kill a huge flame of fire. But if you take that same one piece of wood and you put it in the midst of fire that is almost going out, you can kill the fire because of that small piece of wood. The reason sin has its way, the reason we don't do things the way we should, is because the Holy Ghost is low. Get filled with the Spirit. Get filled. And what happens when you get filled with the Holy Ghost? You know, seven things in Isaiah 11. The Bible talks about the Spirit of the Lord. It talks about the Spirit of wisdom. It talks about the Spirit of understanding. He talks about the Spirit of... Do you know what the Spirit of might is? The Spirit of might. Samson had the Spirit of might. Elijah had the Spirit of might. Marathon, you're just going. So somebody gets you angry, you just go to the city center and you... This building. Grab it. And you carry it and you're taking it on top of the hill. You are going on top of the hill and you dump it. He didn't do that by his own might. Which bodybuilding do you want to do that will enable you to do that? Which bodybuilding? He rooted the thing out. And you know what their gates used to look like? He rooted it out and carried it and he took it up. Spirit of might. Spirit of might. Spirit of counsel. Okay, which way are we going to go? This child, these two people, they've come here now. Someone says, kill the baby. And you are looking at it and say, how am I going to counsel this one? What wisdom am I going to give them? And you just know what to say. He says, I will give you a mouth and wisdom. Luke 21:15. A mouth and wisdom. Your adversaries will not be able to resist. A mouth and wisdom. He talks about the spirit of the fear of the Lord. He talks about the spirit of knowledge. You fear God. You reverence God. Manifestations of the Holy Ghost for you. Manifestations of the Holy Ghost for you. So do those things. Stir yourself up. Pray in the Holy Ghost constantly. Paul said something in 1 Corinthians. He said, I thank my God, I speak in tongues more than you all. When God instituted the church, the first experience people had with the Holy Ghost was tongues. As of the sound of a rushing mighty wind, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They started to speak in tongues. When you get out of here, stir yourself up. Lock yourself somewhere. Pray in the Holy Ghost for a few minutes. Do it consistently. Do it consistently. Do it consistently. Hagin said something. He said very few people died in his church. You will be averting dangers. Left, right, and center. Even when challenges are going to come, you will know. I know the number of times God has told me there's a challenge coming. You are going to go through that one. We're not going to change it. I'll say, yes, sir. And the challenge will come. I say, try to fight. But I try to say it beforehand that I sense that this thing. The word of God will come to me. I say, this was going to happen. And I'll say, yes, sir. I'll say, yes, sir. Could I not have averted it? Well, I don't know. The same reason they couldn't avert famines in those days. It's the same reason. It's the same reason. In Acts of the Apostles, there was a famine. There were the apostles, they were with Jesus. He said, as the family, they didn't avert the thing. He said, oh, pray. Everybody contributes, send to them so that they'll be okay. But when you are going through it, you feel comfortable, you feel confident. Why? Because God spoke to you. You know what's going on. You know what's going on. He's not left you comfortless. So the message this morning, you may all prophesy. That means the gift in you, you may all exercise it. Everybody can exercise it. And when you exercise it, you become a machine that is just releasing exhortation. You are releasing comfort. You are stirring people up everywhere you go. You are edifying people everywhere you go. You almost become like a charging point. People plug into you, they get charged. People listen to you, they get charged. Why? Because you are full of the Holy Ghost. You are full of the Holy Ghost. Let's rise up on our feet. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Let that be the words on your lips. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Let me be full of Him. 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 The Bible says when they were prayed, the place was shaken and they were all filled with the Spirit. Anoint me with fresh oil, O God. Anoint me with fresh oil. Anoint me with fresh oil. Anoint me with fresh oil. Hey, Malaba Sopratalaba Yandaba. Oh, Elebaba Shayalaba. Hey, Leba Satayaba. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Fill me, Lord. Elabasa yarabasa taya. Elebe lengo prosuto pradi galamanda. Redebe leke pradi alamandi ikrada lalalaba yaralaba. Mahanda baha leka dalialabasha. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. I sense strongly that there are many challenges that have been averted because people are going to pray in the Holy Ghost. Many, 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 many. Many doors are going to open. Many doors are going to open. Many doors. It says suddenly the messenger of the covenant will come. Suddenly, suddenly, suddenly the messenger of the covenant. You are going to experience freshness. You are going to experience a new wave of uplifting. You are going to experience a new wave of testimonies breaking forth. Testimonies that are going to be more than you are able to contain. Testimonies that will cause you to say, am I the only one? He has been favorable to me. He has shown me great favor. In the midst of the challenge of this season, He has shown me great favor. Oh, Malaba. Setetetele baba baba. Yeketurianda la baba baba. Let us worship Him a bit. Let's worship Him a bit. Let's sing a song. Let's sing a song to the Lord Most High, the King of Glory, the King of Glory. As the rain of heaven comes upon the dry ground, as the fallow grounds are broken, as the sweet smelling silver starts to rise up, and the Lord starts to find your offering presentable and acceptable before Him. The offering of your life that is a sweet smelling savour. The offering of your life that is a sweet smelling savour. He's finding it acceptable before Him. He said, if you do that which is right, will you not be accepted? Thus says the Spirit of the Lord, this is the acceptable time for you. This is the chosen time for you. This is the day for salvation to come to your household. This is the day for the things you have been believing for to break forth in your life. This is the day for the mighty things and the mighty hand of God to be revealed in your favor. This is the season for you to move into a new level of greatness, a new level of strength, a new level of might, a new level of spirituality, a new level to see the great things that God has in store for you come to pass. This is your season, says the Spirit of God. This is your time, says the Spirit of God. Great things are happening in your life now. Great things are happening in your life now. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Malaba shaya la labanda satayaba. Stand amazed in your presence. Elaba shaya la ba. Yes, Lord. Hey.
There is nothing you cannot do.
Thank you, Jesus. Elaba shaya.